Now it's time for Half Hour to Health on 107.7 The Pulse.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like I knew that I would.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and with me this morning, Dr. Barry Taylor of New England Family Health Center. Thank you for being with us. We have a really exciting show that I'm sure there's going to be a lot of listeners that are going to be interested in this one. It's a hot topic. We're talking about Lyme disease today. Dr. Taylor, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me again. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
So this is a topic that's reaching so many people these days. I think perhaps it's been underdiagnosed and now it's catching attention both in the media and in our social circles as we hear our friends and coworkers and people that have been diagnosed with Lyme and are either trying to deal with it naturally or trying to deal with it in the more traditional route, or are maybe dealing with the symptoms and don't even realize that they have Lyme. So fill us in on all about Lyme.
Oh. In 20 minutes or less, go.
Go. You got this.
So, first of all, it's very location oriented. You know, West Virginia, Virginia, all up the East Coast to Pennsylvania and New Jersey and New York, and then a little bit in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Go figure. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the rest of the United States, there's very, very low incidence of Lyme. So since we're based in New England, we see a lot of it, and the numbers are all over the place because, if you go to your PCP, they may or may not report it to the CDC, and the CDC is the place in the United States government that keeps numbers. So the numbers range from, 30,000 to 300,000, and some other people think it's closer to 1 million people. So numbers, may or may not be accurate. I know that you see a lot of people who come to your chiropractic practice, and as part of what they're telling you, and I've been practicing for 40 years, and somebody might come with asthma and colitis and this, that, and the other, and then all of a sudden I find chronic Lyme in their body. So I want to make some distinctions to the listeners about acute, chronic, the way people think of it and things like that. First of all, if you catch Lyme very, very early, it can be fairly well treated by an antibiotic. Antibiotic of choice is doxycycline. If you catch it early, then there's a really very high probability that it will not develop into a chronic problem. The difficulty is that people see something and they might mistake it as a mosquito bite, or they might mistake it as something. And then by the time they're 7, 10 days, 2 weeks, 4, 6, 8 weeks out, now the antibiotics that will be prescribed for it have a much less effect. And then it becomes problematic. And then people come into my office and they're on their third, fourth, really, fifth, really, sixth, really round of doxycycline. And some docs has put them on doxycycline, stay on this for the next 3 months because they don't know what to do. So let's back up. You've got a tick, say a little bug, that comes off of a deer that falls onto the ground or a bush or falls onto a dog. That tick has black legs, very important, and is got a red-orange body. You must distinguish that from a wood tick. Wood tick grows on a piece of dead wood. And having had dogs, I'll see ticks on my dog that are embedded, and it's black, and I don't have any concern that they're going to get Lyme disease. So if it's a tick from a deer, then it's going to leave a little, looks like a bite, looks like a mosquito bite, except the distinguishing feature, as we call it, it's going to look like a bullseye. It's going to look like, have a center, and then around it is going to be a circular red rash. And the symptoms you look at are fever, rash, and those are the early symptoms that come anywhere between 3 to 30 days. If you're waiting 30 days, wow, antibiotics, might not work. You could have fever, you could have headaches, you could have chills. And then if it becomes further out and the bullseye now goes away, and now you've got that spirochete. It's a circular spiral infectious agent, kind of slippery. Then you get joint aches. Then you can have somebody could come into your office, not know that 6 months, a year, two, three, 5 years before they had a tick bite, and they could say, "Dr. Steph, I have really bad arthritis," and you could talk to them about their joints, and you or I could easily buy into, "Oh, let's treat them for arthritis." So the symptoms can be varied. That's first of all. They can get worse over time. They can get buried and get better. And somebody could say, "Well, my energy was bad, and you know, but now, like a lot of things in life, stress brings it back out." So the later signs after you've had this infection that either was treated, but the antibiotic didn't get it all, or somebody never even got treated, was that you have significant stiffness. You have malaise, you have tiredness, you may or may not have rashes, but you might. If it's really severe, you might have some paralysis in certain muscles, real muscle tightness. You might have some pains in tendons and joints and muscles. You could have heart palpitations, not common, but you could. You could have dizziness or shortness of breath. Personally, I'm thinking of the last dozens, hundreds of people that I've treated with Lyme. I haven't seen anybody. That's a sign. But I did some research to look up what was there on Dr. Google and try to see, was there anything I didn't know from my experience? You can have nerve pain. And let's just call it, you have this overwhelming sense of inflammation, like you feel sick. Could easily be maybe confused with chronic fatigue, easily. The first thing you do when somebody comes in is says, "Have you ever been bitten by a tick? You know, did you ever see something?" If you get that tick within 24 hours, you went on a hike, the likelihood the CDC says that you're going to get Lyme is very minimal. The tick needs to be embedded in your skin for more than 24 hours, different than, say, a bee bite, you know, which is kind of like, whoops, I don't think a bee bite needs 24 hours, seconds. But a tick is going to embed itself, and you don't just pull it out. You have to twist it with tweezers to make sure its legs and mouth don't stay in your skin. Sorry, that doesn't sound great, but that's what you have to do. So you go on hikes and you got to check yourself. You walk your dog, you got to check yourself. You don't have a dog, but you're walking in tall grass, you check yourself. And if you're in Arizona, it's unlikely. You know, if you're in Texas, unlikely. But here we are with a lot of New England state, people, Ground Central, Martha's Vineyard, for some reason, the woods of Maine and New Hampshire, and it's really common.
So I've heard cases where people have missed the rash, or maybe didn't even see a rash, although they were looking for it. And I've seen pediatric cases where there's a knee that swells up or a joint that swells up, and that's the only sign for them.
Yep.
So what kind of test does someone need to have in order to know whether they have Lyme or not? And I know this in of itself is a sticky situation too.
Yeah.
But give us the best case scenario as far as testing goes.
Well, in the medical model, in the allopathic model, which you and I have respect for in different ways, there is a blood test. And that blood test is kosher valid and countable, within the first 7, 10, 14 days. And it's a certain kind of test where you get a little bit of blood and you're seeing if... The bad news is, and this is right off of any Google site, is that if you've had the infection in your body, for 3, 4, 6, 8 weeks. And many of the people that you and I are talking about is, you know, they're coming in 2, 3, 4, 6 months or a year later. Any kind of blot test, that's what it's called, any kind of, well, let me just go to my PCP and get a blood drawn, and, you know, different than a throat culture for strep, or let me let's draw the blood and, you know, see if I've got pneumonia or something. This particular infectious agent it's known for having false negatives. Where somebody has it, they don't have anything in their hippocampus and their memory cells that are telling them that they remember seeing something bullseye. Maybe they didn't even go hiking. You know, maybe they were walking along and something came off a bush. It's possible. So in a world that I live in, I do electrodermal screening. It's looking for frequencies. It's FDA approved, but I use it, you know, for all my allergy, hormone, vitamin, mineral testing. And I, for every single person who walks in my door, no matter where they're from, I'm looking for, do they have the Borrelia? That's the name of the tick-borne Lyme disease. It's called Borrelia. And is there a match? That's how I find it. Because unless I actually see it, if somebody came in and I saw the bullseye, you know, and then I'm saying, wow, this has got to be in the last 2, 3, 4, 5 days. If I sent them to get a blood test, then that, if it's positive, it's positive. It's negative, it's like, okay, you got a bee sting or a mosquito bite. It just happens to look like a bullseye. But anything further out than what you and I would call an acute bite, the blood test is extremely problematic. And docs base their diagnosis on a collection of symptoms of tiredness, joint ache, headachy, tiredness, on and off fevers, like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anywhere near as black and white as you'd like it. Because I've dealt with so many, not dozens, but hundreds of people who've had Lyme, I like to use it's called electrodermal screening, and I'm measuring frequencies. And if there's a match, there's a match. And if not, then you have something else.
Well, if you're just tuning in and you're interested in more information, Dr. Barry Taylor has a website. It is www.drbarrytaylor.com. The show today is online, sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam for yourself and any family members for just $49 at any of our three locations in Meredith, Pembroke, or in Epping. Go to crossroadschiropractic.com for more information or call us at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Half Hour to Health.